What's going on, people? Welcome back to the Talking Points podcast from 24 Swish. I'm your host, Mo, alongside Aaron, Ibi Abs, and Yanni, as usual. We're in the house. It's been an eventful week in the NBA. Mm-hmm. We saw the Warriors make their fifth consecutive final. We've seen the Raptors and Milwaukee go neck and neck. We've seen the all-rookie teams come out, and we've seen some commotion in LA. But before we get into those issues, make sure that you guys watching on YouTube, subscribe, leave a thumbs up. And if you're listening via your favorite podcast streaming service, make sure you subscribe to stay up to date with all the latest episodes from the Talking Points podcast.
Wow, that was a 16 bar. you don't breathe, huh?
Come on, bro. Listen, if you see my five-shot challenge with Getz, I've been learning from the best. You know, the quickest flows. If you haven't seen that, go check it out on the 24 Swish YouTube channel.
Links in the description.
And
the
upsell. Aaron and Yanni got videos too.
Savage Dan
and Lou Ray had a great time on
that,
YouTube.
That was,
yeah, come on.
I think that's the best one so far. They had a little one-on-one at the end.
It was good. It was good fun.
Yanni, you had Jackmate and Loz.
Loz taught Jackmate how to play basketball and he was thoroughly thrilled.
Love
fantastic.
That was fun.
All those five-shot challenges, check them out on YouTube. There's plenty more on the way, so stay tuned, stay subscribed. But we're going to get into this week's talking points. We're going to start off with the Golden State Warriors, who pretty much as expected swept away the Portland Trailblazers. Steph Curry heard the criticism from people a couple weeks ago, stepped up. He averaged 36.5 points throughout the series. Dame was playing through some injured ribs. I want to know your takes on Dame's injury. Would him being fully healthy have made a difference throughout this series?
Maybe by points, but not end result.
Nope.
But it's interesting because Portland had double-digit leads in three of the four games.
Yeah.
They blew a 15-point lead.
17-point
lead. You know, so they were clearly doing enough to get up, but would a healthy Dame help them maintain that lead in any way?
Absolutely not. I feel like with the Blazers, I just feel like they were up, but they were just always like waiting. You know how before KD joined the Warriors, you could be up on the Warriors and then the third quarter comes and you're like, all right, cool, we're about to lose.
Yeah.
Like, you just know it's coming.
I remember the Clippers with 20, was it 22 up?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, I bet you remember that.
I remember that very, very fondly.
It's literally
very fondly.
I love that game. I love this game.
I completely agree. Still the same old Warriors. Witness greatness.
Yeah.
You asked, what do we think about the Warriors making their fifth consecutive finals? Like, great. Fantastic. Very happy for them.
Yeah.
I'm just happy they're kind of doing it even with KD out, because everyone thought that without KD they won't be the same, but they're still a threat. That's and we got to see what the Warriors are about. It's not just one player, it's everyone.
Do we like the Warriors without KD?
Absolutely.
Yes, we love it.
Pass the ball, play less ISO.
Yeah.
Steph stepped up, obviously Draymond as well. They were the first teammates to record triple-doubles in the same game in the NBA playoffs. Mm. Draymond was also the first player since Jason Kidd in 2002 to record back-to-back triple-doubles in a conference final series. Mm. So Draymond's really stepped up. So with KD, you know, kind of being on the fence, as it were, for the summer, do we think we're going to be seeing the Warriors in their sixth consecutive final next summer?
Yeah. There's a strong chance, but it might not be as secure as it was before.
No, because KD's going to go to the Clippers, join Kawhi, and then done.
It depends where KD goes,
and you expect everyone else to get better. So Golden State are going to come down a little bit, and everyone else is going to go...
Is age going to catch up with Golden State?
No.
I don't get it.
No, because it's skill.
It'll catch up with Iggy, I think.
Iggy's already on that side of... he's happy to play on the bench as well. I feel like, to be honest with you, I don't think there's any team that is even close to Golden State right now with or without KD, so I still feel like they would go to the finals even if KD and Kawhi join together, because now we have to see, can they work, can they play together, who they put around them. There's a lot of complications where Golden State just have to be Golden State.
Yeah, interestingly, their net rating actually increased through the playoffs when KD was off the floor compared to when he was on.
Yeah,
hate to see it. I was thinking the exact same thing.
29-1 when KD doesn't play. Yeah,
30-1 now, I believe.
One, yeah.
Jeez. They've been playing really well. But Portland obviously had a tough series going up against the unstoppable Warriors. What do you think is next for this Portland Trailblazers team?
Break it up.
Oh, no, cuz.
Second round.
I don't like the idea of breaking it up.
Well, Dame's contract ends at the end of the 2020-2021 season. He'll be turning 31. And yesterday, they were rumoured to be thinking of offering him the Supermax deal.
Yeah.
Which I believe he's eligible for.
Which he should.
Do you think this is a good deal? Do you think this is a bad deal?
100%. Give Dame the Supermax. Get him another piece. Do you trade CJ McCollum away? What's wait, wrong with you wait, guys? What do you mean, though? No?
Are you saying that's a good deal for both? Or?
No, obviously for the team. It's a Supermax deal is fantastic for anyone in this world. Do you know what I mean?
Fantastic for Damian Lillard, yeah.
Is 200 mil plus good for
a
guy?
It's going to handicap.
Maybe explain their faces.
It's going to handicap them.
What do you mean it's going to handicap them? The point of your salary cap is to use your money on a superstar. That is literally how the NBA is built. Draft a superstar. He becomes great.
Yeah.
Offer him the Supermax. Okay. You can have two superstars.
Yeah, but is Dame a superstar?
He might be the second best point guard in the league.
But he might be. Steph Curry is a superstar.
Yeah.
And then after that, there's a gap.
No. Dame is a superstar.
He's not even close to Steph Curry's level of superstar. Not even close.
He might. Who's the second best point guard in the league?
Doesn't matter.
It could be Dame. What I'm saying is the
gap. How can you not offer the second best point guard in the league?
No,
we don't know that for sure.
In theory, you offer it to him because he deserved it. He earned it.
Yeah.
But I just feel like the Supermax in general, not just with Dame, I feel like Supermax in general is a terrible idea.
Are we going to see similar with what Houston have got? They've got a superstar point guard in Chris Paul with all the accolades and stats to back it up. But they've given him this big contract as he was over 30.
Mm.
And we're looking at the next 4 years for Houston. They're kind of clogged up in terms of their cap space as well. It limits your flexibility a lot because it's also difficult to trade a player that's on a Supermax contract.
Look at John Wall, man.
Yeah, I hear that. Once you've given, it's all about management. Once you've given that player the Supermax and needs to be the right guy, Dame is absolutely the right guy, then you need to give him some help. Do you trade CJ?
What's the next steps? The next steps?
Well, like how the Raptors mix things up by trading DeRozan away, do you trade CJ away, despite the fact that he's probably their best player in the Golden State series?
Yeah.
Do you trade him away, get someone in a similar level to CJ, but just different, probably a wing?
Who would you be looking at if you were GM of the Trailblazers?
Who am I thinking? So maybe we're talking like a Siakam-type player, maybe not quite as young and promising. Obviously, Toronto would never trade Siakam away, but that's like the first name that comes into my head as far as versatile wing goes.
You don't think they need maybe someone better defensively rather than on attack? Because like Siakam's sick, but then I just feel like, fair enough, their centre was injured.
Precisely. Dame came out and said it would have been a different series if Nurk was
healthy. I feel like with Golden State you can never outshoot Golden State.
I'm sorry, but even if they had Nurkic, they would have got swept away.
I'm saying that too.
You can't say
we actually like Nurk is a transcendental player that's going to come out and drop 20 and 20. He's not. It's use of Nurkic.
You're right, but I didn't they I feel like
he's a baller,
but he's not going to win you a game.
They could have won
defensively. You could have.
They should have won two games in the series. They bottled when there was 8
points
up 2 minutes ago.
Floater.
And then they survived the third quarter in the last game and still couldn't secure the win.
Yeah.
You can't be saying, oh, if there was an injured player, we would have won or would have been different. No, you had the chance with the players you had on the court. You put yourself in a position where the time was running out. It could have been down to the coach. The coach should have managed the game better. And you could have seen out at least two of those games. Yeah. At least.
Most definitely. And also, not to mention that Golden State are missing Kevin Durant and DeMarcus Cousins. You know, so. Yeah.
And Iggy in game 4.
Yeah, pretty much.
And here you are, swept.
I don't think the future looks promising for the Portland Trailblazers.
3 years in a row. I
would 100% blow up this team. Reason being.
What would you do?
Reason being, I would just scrap the entire thing. because you've got to look at the team, right? They're never going to be good enough to win a championship this team, right?
No.
They're locked in on the books for almost $130 million next season.
They've got some terrible contracts.
Turner, Crabbe, Leonard, and Harkless combined for $228 million over 4 years.
That is dreadful business.
It is shocking. And they also extended CJ for $107 million across 4 years. Those contracts should come off the books next summer after.
That CJ contract's absolutely fine.
So not the CJ contract's fine. Summer 2020.
Yeah.
God, that's actually so terrible.
This summer coming up, Enes Kanter, Seth Curry, Rodney Hood, Al-Farouq Aminu are all free agents.
Brilliant.
Now, in my head, don't quote me on this, but I believe the only money they have left to play with this summer is a mid-level exception. So that's about $5 million if one of those guys is willing to resign. They've got the bird rights for Al-Farouq Aminu. That means they can match whatever another team offers him. But they will be so far into the luxury tax that I doubt they will, because there's no point paying the luxury tax unless you're a contending team for a title.
They've done such bad business. I'm sitting here wondering if Dame should be wanting to stay. Like,
he's always talks about loyalty.
He has.
Wanting to, but like,
he's a poster boy for why would I move, loyalty, da da da. Hear that.
Loyalty is overrated in sports.
Okay, loyalty is so overrated. Teams don't care.
But where Trailblazers got to, they got
to the Western Conference Final. That's
But I think there's a big asterisk on that.
Why?
Because it's not like they got past the Thunder. They got past the Thunder. Russ, Paul George, both carrying two injuries each. Mm-hmm. The rest of their roster are shambles. Yeah. They got past the Rockets in seven games, including like that crazy overtime game. The Rockets have zero playoff experience. Is what we all said. Would nuggets, be their
nuggets,
downfall.
Nuggets.
Yeah, Nuggets. Sorry, my bad. I'm thinking about salary cap and how the Rockets are. That's my bad. But they got through the Nuggets, who have zero playoff experience. Do you know what I mean? So it's, I think you could have put any good team in that seed there, and they would have got past OKC and the Nuggets. It's not like Portland did anything amazing. It's not like they defied the odds to get through.
They didn't.
They were the third seed. They're in the Western Conference Final. Mm. You know, it's what it is. And it's also going to be very difficult for them to trade these stupid contracts that they've handed out. So if I was them, I would look to try and move as many pieces as I can for young players or picks, and then wait for these contracts to come off our books, have all that cap space, and try and start again.
I might as well just tank.
As in, like, trade Dame.
I'm scrapping everything.
I'm
championship or bust. If you're not competing for an NBA championship, then what is the point?
They must feel like they've just got to the Western Conference Final. They must feel that they're a couple. They might feel like they're a piece or two away from.
If Russell Westbrook and Paul George were completely healthy, do you think they would still be in OKC?
Probably not.
There's your answer. It would have been another first round. So how different would this conversation be if they'd gone out in the first round?
I'm sitting here on the blow it up brigade like you.
There we go.
Yeah.
But, and that's my logic.
But that didn't happen.
Yeah,
so they came up against the team with
two guys who shouldn't have been playing.
But we have to look at the reality of they made it to the West Conference Final. It's a big achievement on... Yeah, they got swept in both last year and this year, but swept in the first round to the Pelicans is different than being swept to the Warriors.
Yeah.
So they're probably in their mind, they're like, okay, next up, how do we build on this? I don't think they'll...
But they have no room to build on this. That's the point. They have no money. So they can only run it back and run it back. So...
Yeah.
Do you really think they're going to do better?
Mm. With what Mo said as well, in terms of how they got to the finals, are they the second best team in the West?
Absolutely not.
No. So
are they the third best team in the West?
Absolutely not.
And next season when the Lakers retool and other teams get better, are they going to be the fourth team in the West?
So like, I agree with Mo. Leave the Lakers out of this. Scrap the whole thing.
Blow it up!
Because they've tried and it's not enough.
You almost can't blow up a superstar like Dame. You can't let him go.
Why not?
Dame Lillard! Who's the second best point guard in the league? I'll say it again.
You have to be realistic.
You can't let go of the second best point guard in the league.
Alright, so do you.
But would you still think he's the second best if you didn't hit that shot against OKC?
This guy I'm is not gonna,
fickle.
This guy is
going to. Because I'm not fickle.
I'm half on this.
But the thing is,
no, real talk. I didn't hear anyone talking about him being the second best point guard until that shot.
But people are talking about him before the shot.
Yeah, but with what Yanni's saying. No, sorry, with what Mo's saying, right? If we go into the next season.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like, we all know who's the top point guard, but when it comes to second, it could be anyone. Yeah. It could just move just like that. So I don't. Who did you just say?
I said Luka Doncic coming for it next season.
What, second?
Year of experience under his belt. Like, silly. But we can talk about this in the off season. We want to know from you, what do you guys think the Portland Trailblazers should do? Leave a comment down below if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on your favorite podcast streaming service, then get over to YouTube and leave a comment. Tell us what you think the next move of the Portland Trailblazers should be. In the other conference final, we've got the Bucks and the Raptors.
Mm-hmm. The much juicier game.
Yeah, this is a lot more of an entertaining series. They've managed to tie it up. It's been very close. The Raptors hold a slight edge in the combined points. They lead by 5.
Oh, wow.
It's only 5 points in it between them. What have you guys made of the series so far? And what are your predictions for the rest of the games?
I had absolutely no idea that the Raptors were going to nick 2 games.
Same.
I did, because I said it last week.
This guy predicted everything last week because, you know, spoiler alert, he came through saying Bran is going to win the Game of Thrones as well, and that happened. So I'm a little shook of Aaron Fox.
Is that like, I don't watch it. Is that like,
I'm shook of the Hassan Whiteside MVP next year.
It's coming. It's coming.
Should I claim it now?
Hey, tell him.
Miami going to win the ring next year.
KD to Miami.
We're going back to Flash Land.
All right, but anyway, let's get back to Milwaukee. And what's going on with them? Kawhi has picked up a knock.
Yeah,
you saw him struggling, especially after he threw down that dunk on Giannis. He was hobbling after that. How much of an impact is that injury going to have in the rest of the series?
Well, the best player in the series right now.
I hope he is fit, because it would be a shame for him to go out and then Toronto.
And then again, we're going to have to sit here listening to Mo doing if buts and maybes.
Yeah.
No, it'll be straight facts.
Toronto.
I'll just be laughing. I won't even say enough.
Yeah,
Kawhi's been on a crazy streak. He is the first player since Kobe, Jordan, and Shaq. It's only those four who have scored over 30 points in four consecutive playoff games. So he's putting up crazy numbers. But how much do you think, because an injury, a knock like that, it accumulates over time, and it gets worse with every minute you're playing. It gets worse and worse and worse. So do you think that the Bucks are kind of looking at this like, we need to finish, close them out in the next two? Do you think it'll be Bucks in six or go to game seven? How important will that home court be as well?
The Bucks are sitting there thinking like, I'm going to go Kobe Bryant and like give him just a little kick, make the injury worse.
The Bucks wishing they signed Zaza Pachulia in the offseason.
Trust me.
I hope not. I think irregardless of the injury, Bucks' mentality is to go through to the next stage. So they're probably not focused too tough on that injury, but just what are they doing? Because they were up two and now it's back neck and neck.
What are they doing?
They've won two in a row. Yeah. Do you think that those two games is them finding their rhythm, or do you think those two games is just home court advantage?
Because I think they found their rhythm.
The momentum's with them moving forwards.
Yeah. When Marc Gasol is playing like that, it's tough.
When Kyle Lowry's playing like that.
When Kyle Lowry is playing, leading the game in all scorers, leading all scorers in points. He didn't have a good half. He didn't have a good quarter. He had a great game.
He did. I'll give him that.
They stepped up yesterday. Do you know who didn't step up? Pascal Siakam did not step up.
Nah.
He's a young player, though. These things are expected. He's young, so he's not going to be consistent.
So they won without arguably their second best player.
Gasol's averaging almost 3 blocks a game. He had 2 last night, though.
He's former defensive player of the year, Marc Gasol.
That's what I was saying. I said that a few years ago, and you laughed.
Yeah.
Some respect.
He wasn't playing like it. He wasn't playing like it.
Big game players come through in the big games. That's what you should know.
Okay, Fred VanVleet as well.
Speaking of big games, obviously, Lowry's been playing well. Before last night, he dropped 30, but he was averaging just over 18 points throughout the series. But one player that's really disappointed me is Chris Middleton, who's averaging just over 10 points.
They had a good game last night.
The first three games, 10 points game.
What was interesting about yesterday's game, that the Bucks bench never came through with the points. Mm-hmm. That was the difference in game one and two.
Yeah.
And kind of kept them in the game in game three. So maybe that was a reflection, that because their bench didn't step up, Middleton played better yesterday.
Yeah. Maybe so. Game two, game three, I really like Malcolm Brogdon, and then he really dropped bricks yesterday.
Yeah,
really struggled. Yeah. I think Malcolm Brogdon is a bit of a key for the Bucks.
I do feel like Middleton's forcing shots as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he's forcing.
Well,
he's forcing
considering their best player Giannis isn't a perimeter player.
Yeah,
it kind of feels like Middleton, as a primary / secondary ball handler, needs to take that load, take those silly shots almost, those long range bombs.
Yeah.
For me, Brook Lopez, he had a great game in game one.
Yeah, we all got faster than
him. Bucks are 10-2 when he scores over 20.
He was struggling before
then. He called it, by the way.
Yes,
what did he call?
Yeah, he said Brook Lopez podium game.
Brick
Lopez.
Brick Lopez.
That's what he was doing.
Has anyone ever called him Brick Lopez when he's bad?
No.
No, but we're about
we
to.
Have now.
Last night we saw Brick Lopez missing shots.
No, he was bad before that game.
But they've won 9 straight when he scores over 20. Do you think they need to get him going, or do you think Marc Gasol is just too much for him?
I don't know.
You can get Brook Lopez going.
You can
100% get Brook Lopez going.
But then if Marc Gasol's going as well, because Marc Gasol was knocking down threes.
God, he's got such a nice shooting stroke from the top.
So then.
It's European players, man.
It's European players.
It's got to fall down to the auxiliary players. I think Kawhi and Giannis, they're going to give you what they're going to give you.
Well, game three, Giannis gave you, 12 points? Which is disappointing.
That's the worst game
I've ever seen. But he picked up 23 rebounds.
That's outrageous.
They're going to give you what they're going to give you.
Rebounds are a fake stat, bro. If they're not offensive rebounds, it's just a fake stat. Right?
First of all, I didn't know what auxiliary players meant. Fake stat. I've just taken from context.
Supporting cast.
Yeah, you were dropping big words last week, man. What's happening? What's happening?
Lost a few brain cells over the weekend. Don't drink, kids. Don't drink.
It's bad.
It's terrible.
But I think that especially the Bucks bench, and we've spoken about the Toronto players that came through last night, they're going to play such an important role. I know it's a cliche, but we've seen it where one player has just led a team and everyone else is putting their fives and their tens or whatever. But I feel the swing will come from either the Bucks bench or the rest of the Toronto starting. I'm not looking at the Toronto bench to do anything.
Well, last night, the Toronto bench, Ibaka, Powell, VanVleet, they won them the game.
That is true.
100%. Yeah, big team effort from Toronto yesterday. Quick one before we move on from the Bucks, if we are going to. Is Chris Middleton, and no more than 60 seconds because we're on time here, is Chris Middleton a max player?
No.
We've at the start of the playoffs, I said, is Chris Middleton a second superstar? And I used the Kobe and Shaq analogy, and he's showing himself not to be. My theory of him being an all-star, he played well this season, but if he wasn't playing on Giannis's team and Giannis having all that attention and people tuning in just to watch Milwaukee, would he have still got those all-star votes?
He was playing...
I don't know.
He got all-star for two reasons, because he didn't get it the year before and he was incredible. And this year, the best team in the NBA can't have one all-star in the game. Essentially. So that's why he got it. Is he a max player? I'm really starting, but recency bias here. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Yeah. No, I've got a lot of respect for.
Right now, he's being
Middleton. He came through the G League, works his way up.
You're right.
So even becoming an all-star is fantastic in the first place. And we've got some more young stars that are working their way up in the league.
Jeez.
The all-rookie first team was announced yesterday.
Yeah.
So the lineup goes: Luka Doncic, Trae Young, DeAndre Ayton, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Marvin Bagley.
No shocks there for me.
Top five players in the
draft. Yeah.
Top five. The first time that the top five players in the draft have been the all-rookie first team since...
Michael Jordan's year.
That is correct. Do you know the five players in that one?
Hakeem.
Yep.
Jordan, Charles Barkley, the white guy that was picked before Jordan. picked after Barkley.
Sambo is Sam Perkins.
No, that's good. Adam Silver's absolutely buzzing.
Yeah.
Adam Silver's like, whoa, the league, the system, the draft works.
Yeah. A question from the producers of our show. They want to know, is this class of rookies, including DeAndre Ayton, etc., in the same caliber of players as that Michael Jordan draft class?
Relax. It's a bit mad to us.
I'm sorry, bro.
Will they be...
Do you think any of these five players could reach the Hall of Fame one day?
Yeah.
I haven't seen enough from DeAndre Ayton.
Trae and Luka. Yeah,
I'm not buying Trae.
I'm not buying Trae.
Trae Young, 19 points a game, almost 4 rebounds, 8 assists.
I didn't say I don't love Trae. I just said he's
not. I'm asking why you're not buying stock in Trae.
I don't think he'll be a Hall of Famer. Stylistically, I don't think he can really carry you consistently. From what I've seen so far, from what we've all seen, I don't think he can carry you consistently.
The year or two or five Vince Carter's going to be at Atlanta is going to really shape him.
Two or five.
I think that's going to be a massive impact.
Who knows? I hope so. I'd like to see Trae Young.
He's in a position where he can get a lot of experience.
Absolutely.
They're looking to build around
him. 19 points, 8 assists for rookie point guard.
It's great.
And bear in mind, who's he playing with? He's got John Collins, who is solid, but the rest of the Allen's team, it's not like he's got offensive threats that he can kick the ball to and get assists like that. Do you know what I mean?
A lot of it's him.
I was gutted they didn't get a high pick. Really gutted. More so for Trae Young and the Atlanta organisation. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. All the best.
Who else? What do you think of the other players?
Luka.
I'm a huge Luka fan. Yeah. I think Luka's special talent.
I could watch that guy
talent
all day long.
Yeah, that's Abs is a Eastern European king.
Is that your guy? Yeah,
chosen one, man.
Yeah. I see.
You're saying Luka magical season.
So is obviously Luka. Is it too early to say rookie of the year? Is that decided?
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean,
anybody that says otherwise, I'll take them on. Comments. Yeah. If you're listening to this podcast on your favourite streaming service, then head over to the YouTube comments where you can take me on.
He's learning.
If you feel...
He's learning.
I'm trying to be like you, bro.
No, I'm just trying to get like you. Like.
No, honestly, there is absolutely no argument for Luka Doncic not being the...
All right, if any of you are rooting for Trae Young, drop a comment and Yanni will come and beef you online.
I will.
About the comment.
I don't think it'd be a massive shock if Trae Young won it.
It would be a
It'd be disastrous.
A lot of players in the league right now are backing Trae Young.
Because he's American.
It's because he's American.
And I've noticed that. Trae Young, because the second half he played well. I think in the second half he played better than Luka. Fair. But consistently throughout the year, Luka has just been...
It's a recency bias as well.
It's recency bias and because... Luka's not from America. It's the same way people are reluctant to say that Giannis could be the face of the league because he isn't American.
He's a Nigerian Greek man.
He's European. The NBA has this thing with European players for some reason.
Is that why you don't like Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons, man.
I got things to say about
him.
We're looking at the all-rookie first team. The all-rookie second team is Shai, Shamet, Sexton, Mitchell Robinson, and Kevin Huerta from Atlanta.
I love Kevin Huerta.
What do you think? I feel bad about saying that Trey's got no help if he's right there in the second team. But would you take any of those five players and bump them up to the first all-rookie
team? No, there's a lot of people that actually...
Mitchell Robinson from the Knicks.
Yeah.
He doesn't...
Over DeAndre Ayton?
Over Marvin Bagley.
Marvin Bagley?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I feel like Marvin Bagley didn't play enough minutes.
Mitchell Robinson,
listen, defensive king.
We've all seen the block stats. I hear what you're saying, but I don't think there's much of an argument. Marvin Bagley played some good ball. There's a lot of people that
Sexton
think
Sexton surprised me.
Sexton had a lot of stress at Cleveland.
He did well.
I think if he was to get five because of the stress of Cleveland, that makes sense.
There's a lot of people in the NBA world, the NBA cognoscenti.
He's only gonna
cognoscenti definition group.
Jesus.
Group of people that share the same interest that feel Shai is on his way to being an all-star.
He had a fantastic season.
Shai Gilgeous Alexander, SGA.
Yeah, I had to pull it up the receipts. People who are especially well informed about a particular subject. Fair play to you. But we had De'Aaron Fox didn't make an all-rookie team last season. So last season it was Simmons, Mitchell, Tatum, Kuzma, and Lauri Markkanen, and the second team was Lonzo, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Collins, Josh Jackson, and Dennis Smith Jr. Obviously, De'Aaron Fox took a lot of disrespect from not making one of those teams, and you saw what he did in the league this season.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any players not in those first two rookie teams that you think will make an elite jump up next season?
I can't think of anyone.
Soz.
I'm not going to lie.
No.
Do I got anyone? Nope.
Do you have anyone for argument's sake? Can't even...
Maybe Kevin Knox, is he in with a shout?
Do you know what? I'm going to say no. Because I hear...
He's the best of the rest. I want Kevin Knox
to do well. Do you know what? I saw him at the NBA London game, which we went to see on the 24 Swiss channel. Go over and watch that video. He hasn't shown me that he can really do it.
Any love for Mo Bamba? Well, he struggled with injuries this year.
Listen, he didn't play enough.
Big men take a longer time to adjust to the league than guards.
And they have 10 players who just play and look exactly like him.
They got Vucevic putting up all-star numbers in the same position, so you're not...
I'm worried for the Magic on that note with Mo Bamba and them putting their eggs in the same basket with these young players that, for me, don't really have the sauce.
I mean, they got to the playoffs.
They did get to the playoffs, you're right.
Yeah,
because we was chilling.
Another story for another day.
One more name from the draft last year.
Yeah.
Picked with the final pick of the second round.
Go on.
Giannis's little brother.
Jeez.
Do you think there's any hope of him coming anywhere close to his big bro?
No.
Anyone? No. Yeah, no, neither do I.
Anything is possible, but no.
He needs a chance.
He does need a chance.
Don't sleep on the younger sibling.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on the kid.
He didn't really play much.
One player, I forgot about him, Landry Shamet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made 62, right?
Yeah.
He is an absolute baller. I think he could be the next JJ Redick.
Yeah. Well, that backcourt there, the Clippers have both of them. Yeah. Shai and Landry both play for the Clippers.
I wonder what you do with them. Do you keep them?
Keep them, man. They're on rookie control deals for the next 4 years, then you can extend them.
Yeah.
Does Shai have to develop a properly consistent or even deadly 3-point shot?
Please.
He will, man. These are young guys.
NBA players, learn how to shoot.
If you're saying he could be the next JJ.
It's almost like they wouldn't have thought of that themselves.
Landry Shamet could definitely be the next JJ. I'm wondering about Shai Gilgeous Alexander's shot from the perimeter.
That might have a name on him. I love it.
Shai Gilgeous Alexander. Might be the best name in the NBA.
That is a name.
It's a myth. A myth to pronounce. SGA. It's harder than Antetokounmpo.
Like, Shai Gilgeous Alexander.
But it's just spelled so weirdly.
What is it, Gilgeous?
Gilgeous.
That's his name. That's his name.
Shai Gilgeous.
But the conference finals are drawing to a close. Mm. I want to know from you guys, what is your favourite conference final series of all time?
Oh, do you know what I did the other day? Oh my god, I spent a whole evening watching all of them through from 2008. Literally every.
All right, the expert is every, in the house.
Please take it away. Wait,
okay. Give us your top three.
Take it away. Talking about East versus West, correct?
Conference final. The most exciting, the best to watch that you've seen.
Take it away.
I'm going to take. I'm going to take Boston versus Cleveland. I like that one, obviously. to my pain.
Yeah.
I watched so many.
We're on the clock.
we're in time now.
I was watching Game 7s.
I know these are all going to say the Miami Heat
I just wanted to ask, is Miami Heat versus Celtics where we slapped, where LeBron went psycho in Game 6, was that a conference finals? Yeah. Or was that
a conference? I can't remember.
Okay.
It was
I'm not going to say that, but I could have. I just want you to know that I'm going to say Warriors OKC 2016.
That's what I was going to say.
That
was my favourite.
Yeah.
That's my favourite.
Warriors Rockets.
Or Pacers Miami.
Warriors Rockets.
Pacers Miami.
Pacers Miami
was epic.
Yo, whatever.
The amount of highlights from that, the Paul George dunking on the Birdman.
Yeah.
That was iconic. Iconic dunk.
God.
Those two, the OKC one, that was... Expose him in the lights.
Did LeBron go against Magic?
Yeah, but that wasn't was all that. Conference? That wasn't was all that fun. Interesting.
Was it a buzzer beater to win it?
In 2009 when Orlando went through.
I think it was 2009.
Yeah. No. Orlando went through to the finals that year.
Yeah, with Dwight.
My memory is skewed. When did LeBron hit the buzzer beating game winner?
Was that
all the way through? Was that Orlando? Was that in that series?
It wasn't to win the series.
It was to win that game. Damn, that's trash.
That was actually 10 years ago today. I believe.
Wow.
Shut up.
If I'm correct.
Seen that on Twitter, huh?
On this day,
let me pull up the receipt right now.
Jeez.
It could be very much. And it is indeed.
Oh,
it is indeed.
Fantastic. Editorial value.
Trailing by 2 points. With 1 second left on the clock in the fourth quarter, inbound the ball to LeBron James at the top of the key, and he knocked down that 3-pointer. Much to the Magic's dismay, but they still made it to the NBA Finals, and LeBron went home that year. Is it weird seeing
the
agenda run strong?
Yeah,
it's weird not seeing LeBron James in the Eastern Conference Finals the first time in many years, but instead,
I'm fine with it.
He's in LA, and we've had a lot of drama in LA this week. We'll start with
round of applause for the segue. King.
It's good to the point you don't even notice them.
Okay.
But Magic Johnson has come out like an angry ex-girlfriend, exposing all of the Lakers' dirty laundry.
This is why I'm not going to the Lakers if I'm a free agent. Good lord!
You just got straight to the question before I asked it. Yanni, tell me why. Tell me why.
Listen, it's like Man United in football, and for those fans that cross over from football, it's a circus. And it's actually a little bit unfair on United. LA is something different. Just because it's a big name, United and the Lakers, doesn't mean now that they're going to attract big names, because they are shambles. So why would you go there?
Well, I mean, the history is quite strong, though. I mean, Lakers, it's a beautiful place.
For anyone who's listening who's not up to date with what happened, Magic Johnson essentially came out and he called Rob Pelinka A backstabber.
Snake!
Pathological liar.
Yeah.
Parcel tongue.
Basically,
he's the GM. Magic was the president. And Magic, obviously, he came on board thinking he had the power to make decisions. He wanted to fire Luke Walton. He was told that they can't fire Luke Walton. Luke Walton still ended up getting fired.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Magic just, he'd heard from people around the organization, around the rest of the league, and even people outside of basketball, that Rob Pelinka was saying things about him that weren't nice behind his back. And so he's come out and said all of this.
I hate to see it, man.
Do you think this would have still happened if they had managed to acquire Anthony Davis? Or do you think, like, Magic is just jumping out of a sinking ship to save himself?
No, I think this was always going to happen.
But he's going to jump out.
How come?
Only from what he was saying from the interview, it sounded like he was backstabbed. From his perspective. So no matter what he brought in, unless what he brought in won the championship or got to game 7 or whatever of the finals, his name was always on the wall to be out by the sounds of it. So I think, especially he's only supposed to be here for 3 years.
Do you think, say they had managed to trade for Anthony Davis before the deadline, made the playoffs, do you think the story would have still unfolded in this way?
No, it would have been less messy. Wraps, yeah. It would have been under wraps.
Yeah, it would be way less messy.
My only problem with that interview was Magic kept saying that he's always said that if he's not having fun, he's going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And fun is great.
I find this hilarious.
Fun is wonderful. If you want to have fun, it's wonderful.
Fun's great.
That's not serious.
Everyone in the NBA takes their job pretty seriously.
Yeah.
Right? All the GMs, they go to work every day. They work tireless hours to make their team. But this guy just walks in. Oh, I'm not having fun.
I'm leaving. And on top of that, like, even the whole conversation with LeBron coming to Lakers as well, everyone's like, oh, it's to get a ring or whatever. It's also the whole fun. Like, we're going to do something great here and we're going to enjoy it and it's going to be wonderful. And it's like, that's not really...
But you do see teams performing better when they're having fun. Yeah. I mean, look at the Warriors. They have fun on the court. It translates into
play. For Magic to leave, because I think Magic left obviously because he couldn't make the decisions he wanted to, but...
Magic Johnson is the most unserious man.
Yeah, I don't really. His reason for leaving.
I can name more unserious men.
Yeah, nah. his reason for leaving.
Magic Johnson is the most unserious man in basketball.
Kim Jong Un is definitely more unserious.
But he's not in the NBA.
Yeah.
Okay,
in basketball.
He's not in the NBA.
In basketball.
You said the world.
I said the world. But in basketball, Magic Johnson. So, first of all, you try to do part time president. So I'll come in. I'll come in 3 hours a week. I'm going to just do part time shift. Great. Presidents work like 8 hours a week. I don't know what you thought you were doing.
I don't want to get in trouble by saying there's another president out there who's kind of doing a part time shift with his job. But
let's not do that.
Let's keep it moving.
If I'm a free agent, I'm not going anywhere near LA. Yeah, if I'm a free agent, I'm not going anywhere
near LA. And Magic is what doesn't make sense to me as well. Magic Johnson is seen as the figurehead or like just
the face
of the Lakers. So, and you say that, oh, Jeannie Buss is my sister and I love her and I want the best for the Lakers organization, blah, 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 blah. So then you go on... First Take, one of the biggest sports shows of the world.
We're coming back.
And then you expose the Lakers business saying, oh yeah, but don't worry, it's going to be fine. We're just going to get more free agents in the summer. What makes you think that I'm going to now want to come to your organization when you're calling the president who's still there, the GM who's still there, a backstabber? You're saying everyone is emailing and saying bad things about me. I'm Magic Johnson. Don't say bad things about me.
If you're a Lakers fan,
right?
What is your take on this? Because Magic Johnson is like a legend of your franchise. This man has come in and disrespected a legend of your franchise. You know what I mean? It's like if Dwayne Wade took president's job at the Heat and there was a GM that came in and disrespected Dwayne Wade, you would feel some type of way. Yeah.
Is Dwayne Wade doing his job properly?
Yeah, was he doing a bad job?
Like, at the end of the day, right, as a Lakers fan or even a free agent, maybe Magic was the problem. Like,
he made a lot of bad decisions.
Maybe he was a problem.
What bad decisions did he make?
He had even admitted letting D'Angelo Russell go. I know, obviously, there's a whole drama of what happened. But
he didn't have a choice in that.
Yeah.
That's a team culture decision. That's not a basketball decision.
You're right, but... Surely you fight harder on that.
I don't know how you can possibly fight to keep a guy who did what D'Angelo did.
That's true.
Yeah.
He was forced to make that. It wasn't that he wanted D'Angelo gone.
Mm.
He was more forced to make that decision for the overall goodness of the team.
you know.
Final point on the Lakers getting free agents this summer. I'm sitting here, I'm a free agent. Regardless of all the drama that's going on with the front office, I'm not going there because of all the drama that's happening with LeBron and Clutch Sports. Shambolic!
That's such
a... Like, how they dealt with the Anthony Davis situation is actually dreadful.
Let's wrap this up. Who do you think the Lakers will sign this summer if they sign anyone?
If they sign anyone an option, because the option is...
You don't think they're signing anyone?
They will sign someone.
Oh, yeah, Chris Middleton, maybe. Sure.
Seth Curry.
Maybe they managed to get DeMarcus Cousins. Maybe they managed to get Kemba.
That's their best bet.
Potentially.
If they're lucky.
But if I'm a top line, we've got some top line free agents coming out.
Who do you see coming to replace Magic Johnson then?
Anyone, me.
Because you see my way of where I assess the situation. Rob Pelinka, the general manager, is actually Kobe Bryant's agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would it be a crazy tin hat theory for me to think Kobe wanted Magic gone?
I'll be screaming. I'm not crazy at all. Give me Kobe.
Yeah. Kobe is winning Oscars. This man doesn't care about Barcelona anymore.
He doesn't care, but give me Kobe.
And LeBron's trying to win Oscars as well.
LeBron is trying to win Oscars. I'll have Kobe Bryant back in the league.
It adds to the circus, and it would
first take will be so much better.
Listen, doesn't matter what First Take is doing. Jeez. It's all about 24 Swish. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, make sure you give us a thumbs up, leave a comment below, and stay subscribed so that you never miss an episode of the Talking Points podcast. We've also got a new show coming your way. It's called A&E, where we answer anything and everything that you want to know about the world of basketball and the NBA. So leave a question in the comment that you want to see answered by the 24 Swish team. Excuse me. The 24 Swish team.
That's what happens when you try when you try to spit 40-100 words in the same time.
How would you wrap this up? Go on, Wrap it up. I've got my mic. So you know, so obviously the Lakers this summer, they could maybe get like Jimmy Butler if he's not got many other offers.
It's true.
DeMarcus is coming off an injury and you know, I'm just going to keep talking to Yanni.
Until Yanni decides to pick
them. I'm waiting for you to finish. And yeah, no, that is a great point on those free agents. Thank
you. See what I mean? Anyway, if you have enjoyed today, make sure you subscribe. Stay tuned to the Talking Points podcast. Get your questions in for A&E so we can answer anything and everything you want to know about the world of the NBA and basketball in general, because basketball is bigger than the NBA. So if you've got any questions about the WNBA or anything else like that, get them in the comments down below. And as always, keep it 24 Swish.
Love that.